This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jenna Cameron and John Ritchie on an overcast day. 94 WIP home opener coming up in 6 hours and 1 minute. Phils come home with a 2-1 record. They'll turn to Christopher Sanchez today. Sanchi. As he'll try to get his first W of the year. All right, so the tush push has obviously been a major point of emphasis today, and in many ways the last couple of years in pro football, with talk about the Eagles successfully running and others have not. It could go, and the NFL owners are going to vote on this tomorrow. I want to play one piece of audio and then write to Elliot, because Jeremy Fowler yesterday on ESPN indicated like it really might go, which I think would be good for the NFL but bad for the Eagles. Let's get to Fowler and what he said.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk, but there are enough people around the league that would like to see it changed.
All right, look, it felt like a week ago this was not going to have urgency to it, right? It felt like a week ago like the Eagles were totally safe. Then we got the reports over the weekend. It's like, well, maybe not. Let's go down to Florida, the Sunshine State, and our Eagles reporter, Elliot Shure Parks, is on the scene doing some reporting. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this
morning?
Quite
a bit, man. How's your weather down there? Because we got overcast here.
I know. Well, I'm not going to complain, but it's like 75, sunny. Howie's going to talk soon. I'll probably get some pool time in later. So, you know, it'll be a nice time here.
Oh, not shabby.
Get a tan. You know, well, that's what I'm here for. So I'll make sure that happens.
Well, I get it. All right, Elliot.
But is it humid?
It is pretty humid, yes, I will say.
Burn,
yes.
Burn,
yes.
Burn, yeah, Elliot.
You win.
Too bad.
John, exactly. It's pretty humid here, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Elliot, you've been down there for a bit. What, like, the heck is going on? Is it really going to get zapped, the tush push? What are you hearing? What's being said?
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since the Eagles first ran the tush push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year, but just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue. And look, you can feel how you want to feel about that, but I do think that's the reason.
Let me ask you a quick question, Elliot. Did Frankie Louvu jumping over the line in the NFC Championship game, is that the kind of thing you think he's thinking about? Because that was a relatively new development where a guy was going kamikaze style multiple times. Do you think did that sway things a bit?
No, so I look, in the in how people feel about the play, maybe. But in terms of Sean McDermott, who has been one of the largest and loudest kind of coaches against this play, the concern from him, and I believe others, is what happens when the offense and defensive line collide into each other and how their posture is when they collide. And his belief is that with the push, when they're colliding and then there's a push, it increases the chance of injury. Now, there is no actual data to back that up. I mean, they've run the play over 300 times, and there's never been an injury, I believe.
Well, that's data.
No,
the 0% injury data is data.
Now, he says he has, you know, some studies he's done, but, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Did he come to this thought after the AFC Championship game when he attempted it several times?
Well, so I asked him, and I said, if you think the play is so dangerous, why do you run it all the time? Right? Like, if you believe the play is dangerous, why are you constantly putting your players in that position? And he, frankly, didn't really have an answer for that. He basically said they run a variation of it, of what the Eagles do. I just think people don't like the play. And again, I do think the injury concern is the gut, is the kind of what they're going to use to try to get this thing banned. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't think there was a compelling argument presented by Sean McDermott as to why 24 teams should vote against it.
Well, what are the details of the push timing part of all of this? Because what we're gathering is that what is being objected to so much is the way that guys are shoving Jalen immediately when the ball is snapped.
Well, and so that's the interesting component to this, too, because, you know, obviously I'm in Florida, but they're in Philadelphia, us in Philadelphia over the last few years, we've watched the play. The push is not really immediate. Like, the ball is snapped and the player is 2 yards or whatever behind Jalen. So there is some debate here as to what immediate means. How do you referee that?
Like, well, immediate means instantaneous. I'm just saying the literal definition of immediate is instantaneous.
No, I agree. But when you watch the tush push, then by that definition, the push is not immediate.
Yeah, right? even if it gets outlawed, they could still do what they've done.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Elliot, does the competition committee and then the owners voting, do they have leeway to say, all right, here's what the Packers put in, but here's what we think they meant. Let's broaden the scope of the words so no one is allowed to push. Are they allowed to expand the scope of it?
I believe that they are. I believe they are allowed
to
tweak the proposal. So basically how this will work, my understanding is there's a competition committee. Sean McDermott is on that competition committee. Mike Tomlin's on the committee. Todd Bowles. So I believe it's a compromise of 9 or 10 people. They'll present their argument to the owners, and at that point, the owners will vote. So, you know, Howie and Nick and Jeffrey have been here since yesterday. And their probably main focus, well, the next few days will be kind of lobbying as to why the tush push should remain in. You saw NFL Network quoted Nick as saying, you know, a couple head coaches around the league have jobs because of this tush push. So I think the Eagles are aware that this is a real possibility. They're going to push against it, and we'll see how effective it can be.
Well, Elliot, I think there's two main things that this is really about. It's not about player safety. It's about two things. It's about that the Eagles do it better than anybody else. And there's, for lack of a better way to put it, jealousy over that. And there is the fact that there are a lot of people, and I am one of them, that think it doesn't look like a football play.
Yeah.
Traditional football play. Which do you think is the bigger point of focus of the people against it? And do you think those two points get brought up behind closed doors amongst the competition committee?
Yeah, I definitely think the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni has done this publicly already a little bit, will present the case that we just do it better than other people. And the way they do it better is they figured out a way to practice during the week. They work on the timing of the snap. Obviously, we know Jeff Stoutland, as an offensive line coach, can do things other offensive line coaches can't. So that will be their argument. But I think if this play gets banned, they will quote player safety. But I think the true reason behind all of this is they just don't like the way it looks, right? Like, they don't like the way it's perceived to be looking like a rugby play. Now, Jordan Mailata, who played rugby, said that it is nothing like a rugby play, but they don't seem to care about that. So, you know, I think it is strictly like just the way it looks, you know, and whenever it's running games, it becomes a big topic of conversation. I think the Frankie Luvu thing that you cited is probably another thing that they'll look at and go, this is getting out of control. So I don't think it is a jealousy thing. I think it's just old school. We don't like how this looks. And so we're going to quote fake data that's not really there.
So what does it mean that things got heated, in quotes, with Howie and, I don't know, Sean McVay or whomever it was, it got heated with? Do you know exactly what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so I that wasn't my report, so I can't speak to what the reporter meant by got heated, but I just know from being around the Eagles, you know, for like the last however since the play has been invented, it is a play that they are proud of, like, and they should be. They invented this play. They run it to perfection. It is, while I believe they should be fine with it being banned just because they'll still convert at a large rate, and I think it's becoming a little bit of a crutch when people go, oh, they just run the tush push. Like, I could see it being annoying for the Eagles. I also think that, you know, they are here in Florida to present the case. Like, you're just taking it from us because we're good at it. Like, that will be their argument. And so when, you know, I see a report that it got heated, first of all, it's Nick Sirianni, right? So that's not surprising. But just the fact that they are heated about it, I understand why. It's something they've done that's being taken from them unfairly.
So, Elliot, I know there's going to be a vote tomorrow, and Lurie will get one vote. Is anybody from the Eagles on the competition committee? I think the answer is no. Is that correct?
Right, correct. No one from the Eagles is on the competition committee.
Man.
And it's worth noting that, you know, like Nick Sirianni brought up that he, you know, Kellen, Shane, and Gannon will vote like for it. Like, they don't get votes. It's the owners that get votes. Now, the head coaches can obviously try to sway their own owner and say, here's how I feel about it, right? But it will be the owners that decide this. It won't be GMs. It won't be head coaches. The owners are the ones that get the final vote.
Yeah, you know, when I thought that through also earlier today, Elliot, I mentioned this on the air, what you just said, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if it matters at all that the three former Eagles assistants are those coaches. I mean, the owners could just say no.
The way it would matter is if those three owners just don't really care.
Right.
And so they're like, what do you want me to vote? Like that, you know, that's the way. And that's the other thing to consider with this, too. Like, it's a big deal in Philadelphia. Obviously, Sean McDermott really cares about it. But a lot of these owners are just in Florida to hang out, relax. You know, like they might just be like, all right, what do you want me to vote? And I'll just do that. So I do think having allies in three teams will be a benefit.
All right, Elliot, two final things. What's up ahead? Is it Howie speaks today and then it's Nick and Lurie tomorrow? Is that correct?
Correct. So Howie is going to speak relatively soon here in Florida. And then tomorrow, Nick will speak, I believe it's 7:45 for a half hour. And then once the meetings end, we'll hear from Jeffrey Lurie. So Jeffrey Lurie will be tomorrow afternoon. And by then, we'll know the fate of the tush push. So a lot to talk to Jeffrey about, but obviously the tush push will be interesting to hear his opinion on.
All right. And beyond just this one topic, which we focused on the whole time here, what else for any of the three do you think is of note that they could address?
Yeah, so I think Nick's contract probably didn't get the attention it deserved at the combine. So we'll hear from Jeffrey, hear from Nick. I mean, I want to ask Nick if he's okay going into 1 year left on his deal, or is it important to him that it's done this offseason? And I'm sure I know
he's going to smirk. He's going to smirk because he knows he's got a deal up his sleeve, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think there's much concern it'll happen. But for Howie, who we'll talk to here, like, he traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He let Mekhi Becton walk. Like, what was the thought process behind that? So, outside of the tush push, a lot to talk about here with the Eagles.
Wow. All right, last thing, Elliot. I thought the league made a mistake. They weren't off by much. They were off by one chair. Sirianni should have been dead frickin' center in that coach's photograph yesterday. He was almost dead center, but he was off by one chair. Shouldn't the Super Bowl-winning coach get dead center when the coaches take a picture?
Well, I'm happy to hear someone else cares about this as much as I do, because I completely agree with you. I think if you win the Super Bowl, you should be front and center in the picture. But look, Nick wasn't even in the picture 2 years ago, so I guess I'm happy he was at least in the picture this year. But yes, he should be front and center, absolutely.
All right, final thing, Elliot. Have you watched us yet on YouTube, our show live?
I have, and I got to say, Joe, I feel like you come across better on camera than I expected. I thought it was going to be, you know, somewhat of a disaster, but you look you look good. You look good.
Now, is this in relation to the
Elliot,
uniform
really?
Today or Thursday?
Yeah, did you look at it today?
So I've not watched today because I've been doing my job. But, you know, you got the uniform on?
I got the uni on today, man. I'm ready to go. Put me in, coach.
Well, I know what I'm going to do when I hang up then. I'm going to YouTube to watch you guys.
Elliot, stay well. Good luck with all the press conferences and all that. And the last thing. Just give us your personal opinion if the tush push should go and your prediction of what will happen.
I don't think it will be banned. I think it deserves to stay, but I honestly hope they just ban it so everyone can stop thinking this is a reason the Eagles are good and think they're cheating. So if I'm the Eagles, let the play get banned. It'll go down in NFL history as an all-time play and keep winning games that way.
Okay, that's a different way to look at it. Thank you, Elliot. We'll talk to you tomorrow, pal.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, Elliot Sher Parks from somewhere down in Florida.
West Palm Beach.
How about that? All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
My unofficial tally that I've been running, because all the AFC coaches are speaking this morning.
Are you keeping track of this?
I am.
Well, wow, Rhea, that is...
Oh, I'm nuts.
That's hardcore.
You know that. Yeah. So we got the Eagles,
that's
obviously.
That's really hardcore.
Colts Shane Steichen. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski said he's favoring of keeping.
Yep.
Todd Bowles has been on the record of saying it's a great play. So I'm assuming there. D'Amico Ryans, tough to punish a team for being good at something. You've got the Cardinals and the Saints. That's Gannon and Moore. And the Jets' Aaron Glenn says, it's my job from a defensive standpoint to stop it.
Okay.
So we're around 8 or 9.
Well, no, that's notable. It is also notable, though, that they don't vote. It's the owner.
Sure.
And they can say whatever they want a microphone. They
go to Bowles is on the committee. Bowles is on the...
I get that, but he doesn't get the vote. The owner gets the vote.
Sure.
But I get your point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And to Elliot's point, there probably are some absentee owners.
Yes.
Not there, but meaning they don't really know as... You know.
Jerry Jones is going to vote against it because it's good for the Eagles.
Yeah. I do wonder how many owners just turn to their GM or their coach and say, all right, just give me the recommendation. Just put them on a piece of paper, and I'll vote that way. I mean, there's no way for us to know.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Braman probably would have done that, Seltzer. He would have said...
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't even have known there was a vote. He would have just had to choose.
Josh Harris would do that with the Sixers. He would just say, Colangelo, the other Colangelo.
Is Brian still our GM? Go get Brian.
John, how about that Sixers lineup last night, man? It's
incredible.
It's so pathetic.
That Grimes is too good. He can score. I mean, the guy can shoot. So we're not at the point where he's too dangerous to put on the court because we might have too good a chance to win.
All right. And by the way, the YouTube thing, you can watch our show live or back after it has occurred. Subscribe on YouTube to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Turn on notifications so you never miss a show. You can watch them live as they happen or later in the day. I am in the full Phillies uniform right now. Will be today. I'll rock it down at the ballpark today. I hope to meet a lot of people down there.
I don't know if rock it.
Well,
is that the right terminology that we're using? Rocking it?
I mean, we'll say I'll wear it.
I mean, I don't know. You do sport.
I sport it.
You boast it. I think you're doing all right.
I appreciate that, John. I just want you to know.
I really do think you look like almost like a real Philly.
Look,
almost.
Look, it's the full uniform. I just feel it's hard to describe how pathetic I feel.
No,
you know, I'm being honest.
That was really sad.
I'm being honest.
That in that moment, I really did feel some anguish coming out, and I never really thought I would feel sympathetic toward you for wearing this. For a moment there, I had a tinge of sympathy.
I actually felt
a little bit.
Thank you. And by the way,
good job.
Thank you. And let me give a shout out to the wonderful people that run Philly's Fantasy Camp, because that's the only reason I had this. I went to Fantasy Camp in 2019 and 2020, I think.
And so
it was.
Everyone who went to camp
got
the official uniform like this. That's the thing. You get
the
official Phillies wear.
That's why I have it. So, and it is a great camp. I'd encourage people to go sometime if you get a chance. Let's go to Neil. He's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I think it is jealousy of the other teams, and I hope Elliot's right. You know, I think it's going to be close either way, but 24 votes is a lot of votes, so I hope the brotherly shove, like DeBella said, you know, like lasts at least another year.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling it will. What was the numbers where you need
24
against it?
Yeah, 24. Eagles only need to round up. They only need to round up 8 other votes. They have their own. They need to get to 9.
Okay.
And you know,
I feel pretty good about it.
That's not that many, so they probably will be able to save it.
But again, what exactly are we talking about here? And if they are removing the immediate push part of this, I don't think it's that big a deal at all. I think you can run essentially the exact same play.
But if they say you can't push the quarterback,
they're not
going to
leave it. Yeah, they're gonna put words. If they get rid of the tush push, we will not have people pushing them.
That's an important distinction.
I agree it is, but I'm saying they're not going to like, this won't be a loophole thing where they're like, we're getting rid of the tush push. And Eagles are like, well, we actually wait a second till we do it so we can still do the same thing.
Or 0.01
seconds. Whatever it is. The point is I think they will, if they're going to get rid of it, they'll find a way to get rid of all of it.
Probably correct. Yeah.
About the Phillies, Sanchez, I like a lot. You know, they say his velocity is up to about 97, 98 miles an hour and follow it. You know, after they off day, if they play today, you know, on Wednesday with Wheeler, I think at least they take two out of three. Although, like Rhea, I'm not that confident on Tywin Walker. And then they got the series against the
billion-dollar team. Did you say you're not that confident, or you're completely unconfident?
So you have some confidence.
The Phillies score a lot of runs.
Well, if they score 37 runs when he starts, maybe they win the game by a run or two. You never know, Neil. All right, Neil, I need an answer, my man. A phrase or a title with a body part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I've done this a lot. Put my foot in my mouth.
Ooh, nice one.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I am surprised.
Joe actually puts his foot in his mouth.
I can't
literally,
do that.
Like actual, literally.
I won't do it with the cleat, though.
Bites his toenails with his mouth.
Cleat. Horrifying.
Cleat. But I'm not going to put it in because it's a little dirty. You know what's been shocking, not said today?
I can't believe you learned that you could do that.
Well,
you
flexible.
Just sat there and figured, I'm flexible, too. I would not ever consider trying to put my foot in my mouth.
Well.
And you do it.
All right, let me make a very strange, because I was going to make a comment about a different body part, and now it's a little, I'm surprised the Nick Foles thing hasn't come up today on our show. It's a phrase. It's not a, well, it's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, it could have potentially won, but, you know.
I don't know that that would win.
I don't know that that would lose.
Well, we know it would get your vote.
215-592
Auto boat, yep.
And James, you worked there, and that was not urban legend. That was real, correct?
So I never saw it with my own eyes, but it was something that was talked about in the building.
A lot
like
of
it
guys
was it
on
was not
team.
Like a quiet, like people knew about it in the building, for sure. Without a doubt.
And that was way before the Super Bowl. That was his first go around.
Like 2013, like early on,
Oh my lord. 215-592-9494. Time's yours and a lot more calls up ahead. Also, we'll get you another weather report. I mean, we're getting close to the first pitch at 3:05, but the weather is going to be an issue today. We'll get you some info on that and more. Also, I really screwed something up this weekend that could hurt the Phillies' ability to win the World Series.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It could.
It could.
And I got a chance to redeem myself, but very little time.
You hurt the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
This is wrong.
I doubt this is real.
I will explain next. We'll see. You guys be the judge.
This is devastating, if real.
You be the judge next on 94 WIP. All right, good morning to you on this overcast Friday morning. What am I saying? Monday morning. All right, so home opener in 5.5 hours. Let's get to a Twitter. Maybe. Yeah, well, it looks like it'll start at least. The question is whether they finish it. All right, let's round out a couple Twitter poll questions of the day, but then we'll have one more still to go. So, Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So, the first poll question, do you think the tush push will be banned tomorrow? John, how do you think people voted on this?
No. I think they voted no.
They did. 72% say no. But tell you what, if we had done this poll Friday, it would have been 95-5. I mean, there is some worry in the air, and I think rightfully so. All right, the second poll question for this hour is we got to round out the 8 o'clock poll, John, of which of these is the best movie duo. Of these four, now let's all vote. Rhea, are you going with Jake and Elwood from the Blues Brothers, mm-hmm. Prince Akeem and Semi from Coming to America, Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon, or Professor X and Magneto?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay, James, which would you vote for?
I would go with Prince Akeem and Semi.
All right, I would go with the Blues Brothers. John, which would you go with?
Blues Brothers.
Okay, which wins, John?
Blues Brothers.
No.
Prince Akeem and Semi.
No. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yes!
Look at you.
People knew.
Look at you all fired up.
Yeah, you're really excited about that.
I was a big fan for sure, but I don't know, man. Blues Brothers, that's hard for me to vote against. So 40% said Riggs and Murtaugh, 37% the Blues Brothers, 12% the X-Men guys, and 11% from Coming to America. All right, so we have our finals. They are set. Our finals are the three winners from earlier today with this poll. John, we'll release this right after Time's Yours in about 15 minutes. The choices are best movie duo, C-3PO and R2-D2 from Star Wars, Riggs and Murtaugh, Woody and Buzz from Toy Story.
Man, I think Woody and Buzz are going to win this thing. And I think it's not even going to be close.
Okay. We will find out. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
I know you won't be voting for Woody.
I would vote for the
You look down your nose droids. At Woody.
I got to watch that show sometime. I've never seen that movie.
Toy Story?
Never seen it.
Really?
No. And I know you will probably never
watch it. I was an adult,
you think
20 years
ago. It's beneath you.
Yeah, I was an adult.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Adults watch Toy Story.
I know.
All of those movie, the Pixar type, they're really entertaining.
I've heard it's
for
good.
Adults.
I should say it. All right. So one other thing before we get back to the phones. I have a problem.
So many.
So we want the Phillies to win the World Series this year. And our program director, Rod Lakin, had, I thought, on Thursday, he said to me, a very good idea. And I didn't execute it over the weekend. Scott Fransky, by the way, knows nothing about this. He could be driving to the ballpark right now listening. Like, how did I get dragged into this? Here's the problem. Rod, our program director, had a really good idea that I should buy a bottle of champagne for Scott Fransky. Because in the three prior times that I bought champagne for Merrill Reese, they reached the Super Bowl all three times. I went to Merrill's house. I presented the champagne to Merrill and his wife. All three times they reached the Super Bowl. And they're the only three times they gave him a bottle. And two of those three times they won the Super Bowl. Great idea by Rod.
It really was a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah.
James, this weekend, did I do it?
Well, I'm going to guess by the lead-in that you know you did not. It'd be wild if you were like, I did it! I'm just joking.
So, no champagne, no nothing.
Hold on.
Now, he'll be at the ballpark, and I'll be at the ballpark.
That's messed up,
man. I know.
So, you're going to bring champagne to the ballpark? What's the plan here?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is for taking alcohol into a stadium.
Well, you've set yourself
that's
up
a tough
now.
Spot right
it is
there.
A tough
you're
spot.
Inactivity, like you can't take it into the stadium, and you know that. But I think you've done something terribly wrong here with your inactivity. I think you might have taken away.
I know.
A real opportunity to give this team a boost.
You got to call Brazier, and I'm sure there's champagne in the building, and deliver it to the booth. That's all. You can get this handled. There's still time.
Oh, my gosh. That is easy to handle.
Well, here's where it gets... Yeah.
Talk to John
Here's where
Brazier.
It gets complicated. I also got the uniform on, so I probably can't go through the media entrance.
Oh, you can go. I don't know.
You talk about feeling like a tool.
What, you think they might think you're a player?
If I walk through the media entrance with this thing...
I think they'll know. They'll say, hi, Joe.
Well, James, what's the solution?
Hi, Joe,
James,
wearing a uniform.
Here's... I ask you, will I hand this to Scott Fransky by 3 o'clock today?
No, I don't think you will.
And it probably has to be like 2:30. He's got to go on the air at some point.
This isn't happening.
But hold on, Jimmy. Don't give him permission
I think the Phillies are probably going to not win the World Series because of him.
That's exactly what he was looking for.
I'm doing what I do with my daughter. Like, she loves, like, when I doubt her. She's like, do you think I could do this? And she wants me to say, no, you can't.
You're using
so
the
she could be like, so I'm like, Joe, there's no way you'll get this done.
I'm not even in the mood to go to the store.
I think you...
I'm not. I'm just being honest.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're giving Joe... Like, he's going to say, sure. Great. Great. That's a deal.
Anyway, I don't know. I'll see you in the next 5 hours if I get him champagne. Because
what if it gives us that boost,
I know.
The needed boost to win the whole thing?
It could be the difference. Anyway, as it relates to opening day-to-day,
the numbers are overwhelming.
Yeah.
If you've given champagne to Merrill every year that the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl.
And only those years.
And that's the part that's especially compelling.
I know.
Only the years you've given champagne have the Eagles gone to the Super Bowl.
I screwed this up over the weekend. I screwed it up. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Eric.
People are mad at you.
Eric in Blackwood.
I'm mad.
Eric,
no, I'm not.
Eric, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
great, Eric. Although Joe messed up the whole season.
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah, he did.
I might have.
Two quick things. One on the tush push. As an Eagles fan, obviously, like everyone else, I want to see it, you know, not get banned because I think it's a good thing for the team.
Totally.
That being said, I think the arguments against it for people saying that it's a no-fun league and that people are jealous, I just point back to 2015-2016 when the Legion of Boom, Cam Chancellor and Bobby Wagner were jumping over the line to block field goals constantly, and they were the only team that was capable of doing it. The Eagles were actually the team that voted to ban that.
Wow.
Which did get banned in 2017.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, just, like, sitting there saying, like, oh, they're all jealous of us, I think it's a bad point when we do the same stuff. It's a strategy. And I'd be like that if I was a coach or an owner of a team, too.
Yeah, but we don't care about Seattle.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Quick on the Phillies. Same thing with Nola. I think the points are bad against Nola for saying he had a bad day. I thought his stuff looked really good. That high inside sinker that he was throwing was nasty. Had James Wood looking lost every at bat. And I think a big piece to him not feeling comfortable, and you know, I know it's a big part of Nola's game, is that JT wasn't back there calling his pitches for him.
Could be a factor, but I will say this, Eric. He better get used to it. Because, you know, Marchand, you know, even if you have a healthy JT, Marchand's going to probably get at least a quarter of the games this year, maybe more. You know, I mean, there's some people calling for Marchand to start 55 times this year. So they're all going to get a piece of Marchand, and they better get accustomed to it.
Yeah, I mean, Marchand wasn't up very much last year. I think it's going to take some time for him to get used to the pitch calling with him. But I think JT is, I mean, people forget that JT is so good at it that he got Michael Lorenzen to pitch a no-hitter in his debut.
Michael Lorenzen, I forgot about that guy.
Good job.
Unbelievable. Eric, give me an answer for a phrase that's got a body part in there somewhere.
Did anyone say it's cold as balls outside?
No. James, did someone just say that on the air or not?
I dumped it. I dumped it, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I wasn't sure. Like, you know,
I know,
it was on the line. I thought about it. I waited a second. I was like, you know what? Play it safe.
It's probably the right call. Because it also brings up a witch. I just thought of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't say that either.
Can't say that one either. So...
Mm-hmm.
We did get into a dangerous territory with this topic today.
Yeah, right at the end.
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, the first thing I want to say is if you're heading down to the ball game today, 12:35 is when the gates open. It's going to be a big block party outside. Obviously, you can have some fun out there. 12:35, gates open. You want to be in your seat by 2:20. Opening ceremonies begin at 2:20. We do not know who's throwing out the first pitch. We're guessing that it could be either Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts, or Saquon Barkley. I'd be pretty surprised if it's not one of those three. But who knows? We'll find out. And then 3:05, first pitch as the Phils take the field in front of the local crowd today for the first time. All right, this season. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The camera, the hypocrisy of what you're saying, that to push is aesthetically unpleasing. Have you looked in the mirror and seen yourself in a Phillies uniform? Talk about aesthetically unpleasing. Time's Yours.
Oh, yeah, but that's why I'm not a model. I know. I know. That's the point.
The Phillies are taking it more serious this year with no daycare. They're taking stuff serious. No more nonsense. That's a go with you, too, Joe. Take the uniform off. No more of this clown show with the uniform, Joe. Time's Yours.
Uniform stays, my man. Uniform is here to stay. Look, people voted last week, and 68% said I had to wear it.
It's amazing that Joe DiCamera works 4 hours a day and acts like the busiest person in the world. You still haven't watched the tournament game yet? Is it really taking you that long to get through 20 push-ups a day?
Great call.
The tournament, I just didn't have interest this year. I just could not crank it up on the tournament.
I hope they get rid of that freaking brotherly shove play because I can't stand grown men thinking that there's nothing wrong with saying the word push over and over and over. It's gross. Let's get rid of that play, and you guys can go back to sounding like grown men.
Wow, look at that guy coming
tush?
In.
Tush? Yeah, well. He says tush is a word that's gross
you
to say?
You remember what I wanted it to be called?
Unfortunately, I do remember.
Yeah, it was double A.
Yeah, I remember.
But no one else went with that one.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Right. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, final poll question. Matter of fact, James, I need the results here if you would, sir. All right, let's all go on the record. Which of these we would vote for best movie duo? John, we've got C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
We've got Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon and Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. You think Woody and Buzz are going to win this in a landslide?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
James, which would you vote for, John?
It's tough because my choices are eliminated. So probably Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay. James, which of these three would you personally vote for?
I think I would vote for C-3PO and R2-D2.
I would as well. Rhea, which
I've
would you?
I've been shamed away from voting for droids.
Well, you got a lot of that. Rhea, which would you vote for?
I love Woody and Buzz. So I would vote for them.
All right. We got a problem with our poll results.
Yeah,
now.
We do.
Uh-oh.
Because this whole thing was designed to award someone the gift we were giving away last Friday. We have a tie.
So they have percentages on the computer. I send you off the phone. It takes, so I actually do have a point winner.
Oh, like, so you know which one actually
I can
won.
Actually, I pulled it up on the computer to see if it gives you the extra like point whatever.
All right. So let me just say this.
That close?
Yeah. That's wild.
Crazy.
Riggs and Murtaugh do not win. They only got 24%. But in the 38% range were both C-3PO, R2-D2, and Woody and Buzz. James, which one actually won?
So the voting is actually, it keeps changing, but
I'm going to tell you, we're going to end it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. James, who won?
C-3PO and R2-D2 have won in a narrow margin over Woody and Buzz.
Like 0.1?
By 0.7.
Okay. Well, I think it's the right choice.
That's the closest.
Congratulations,
that's you guys have ever had.
Maybe,
certainly for one where we were giving the prize away based on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure out who gets the prize based on last week. But there you go. So, all right. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Dave in Wilmington right now. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Dave?
You're going to the game today, right?
I am going to the game.
Why not buy opening day fitted hat to complete your uniform?
I totally agree. Yeah. He needs the fitted hat. He's against the idea.
Maybe they'll win the World Series.
I'm totally with you. He needs the fitted hat. It's so much better, Joe.
He looks like a little kid with that hat on.
Well, that's the thing.
Does.
You've got the authentic uniform. Why are you going with the Velcro hat?
Because I didn't have to buy it. I mean, can you lend me $30, Dave? I mean, with inflation these days, maybe it's $60.
I'll cash app you to $40 for a fitted hat.
Don't do that.
Send me the $40 and I'll buy the hat.
No.
Please.
Don't you
do
dare.
Not. Yeah. Do not.
Send me the $40, Dave.
Well, I'll need your cash app for it.
All right, Dave, we got to get moving and turn two right now. In honor of the tush push, which may or may not go, give me a phrase or title with a body part in it.
Break a leg.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. Luke, I need an answer from you. Give me an answer. Luke.
Me?
Yes, sir. Give me an answer.
Don't let your mouth catch a write a check your ass can't cash.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Always makes me laugh.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. We have the Achilles heel. We have I'll kick your ass. We have put some hair on your chest. I got to get something off my chest. He's a head case. He's a pain in the ass. He's hard-headed.
So much.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah. Put your foot in your mouth. Break a leg.
Break a leg's
a big time answer.
Shock.
Yeah.
And you got to get your head out of your ass. There's a lot of ass in here.
Tons.
So. Don't cut that audio.
Yep. Got that one.
Next time we do a broadcast from Hooters, Seltzer's going to make sure to play that 50 times. All right. Rhea, which of these would you go with?
Get your head out of your ass.
Okay. James, what about you?
I'd probably go break a leg.
John, what about you?
I think break a leg is so standard and strong.
Oh, God. Between those two, God, I hate this choice.
Just make a call.
I'll go with break a leg. I mean, the guy assassinated Lincoln and broke his freaking leg, but I'll give
They're
it
to... They're going to count it against...
John Wilkes Booth. Well, then they killed him. They killed him, which was the right thing to do. Even
then
though
they killed him. They freaking killed him.
Even though the doctor set the freaking leg, and that's mud. Not Howard mud. All right, everyone, go back and watch our show on YouTube. It'll be there the rest of the day. So if you missed it, you can actually see us on YouTube. Also, I meant to say this earlier. Let me say congratulations to the Flyers, Bob Kelly. He retired over the weekend. Tremendous career. Over 50 years, obviously, with the Orange and Black. Congratulations to Bob Kelly. Everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the home opener. It starts at 3:05. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. You can listen to it this afternoon right here on 94 WIP. All right, Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on an overcast day. 94 WIP. Home opener coming up in 6 hours and 1 minute. Phil's come home with a 2-1 record. They'll turn to Christopher Sanchez today. Sanchi. As he'll try to get his first W of the year. All right, so the tush push has obviously been a major point of emphasis today, and in many ways the last couple of years in pro football, with talk about the Eagles successfully running and others have not. It could go, and the NFL owners are going to vote on this tomorrow. I want to play one piece of audio and then write to Elliot, because Jeremy Fowler yesterday on ESPN indicated like it really might go, which I think would be good for the NFL but bad for the Eagles. Let's get to Fowler and what he said.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk, but there are enough people around the league that would like to see it change.
All right, look, it felt like a week ago this was not going to have urgency to it, right? It felt like a week ago like the Eagles were totally safe. Then we got the reports over the weekend. It's like, well, maybe not. Let's go down to Florida, the Sunshine State, and our Eagles reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, is on the scene doing some reporting. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this
Quite
morning?
Quite a bit, man. How's your weather down there? Because we got overcast here.
I know. Well, I'm not going to complain, but it's like 75 sunny. Howie's going to talk soon. I'll probably get some pool time in later. So, you know, it'll be a nice time here.
Oh, not shabby.
Get a tan. You know, well, that's what I'm here for. So I'll make sure that happens.
Well, I get it. All right, Elliot.
But is it humid?
It is pretty humid, yes.
Burn, Elliot.
You win.
John, exactly. It's pretty humid here, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Elliot, you've been down there for a bit. What, like, the heck is going on? Is it really going to get zapped, the tush push? What are you hearing? What's being said?
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the tush push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year. But just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue. And look, you can feel how you want to feel about that, but I do think that's the reason.
Let me ask you a quick question, Elliot. Did Frankie Louvu jumping over the line in the NFC Championship game, is that the kind of thing you think he's thinking about? Because that was a relatively new development where a guy was going kamikaze style multiple times. Do you think did that sway things a bit?
No, so I look in how people feel about the play, maybe, but in terms of Sean McDermott, who has been one of the largest and loudest kind of coaches against this play, the concern from him, and I believe others, is what happens when the offense and defensive line collide into each other and how their posture is when they collide. And his belief is that with the push, when they're colliding and then there's a push, it increases the chance of injury. Now, there is no actual data to back that up. I mean, they've run the play over 300 times, and there's never been an injury, I believe.
Well, that's data.
No,
0% injury data is data.
Now, he says he has, you know, some studies he's done, but, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Did he come to this thought after the AFC Championship game when he attempted it several times?
Well, so I asked him, and I said, if you think the play is so dangerous, why do you run it all the time? Right? Like, if you believe the play is dangerous, why are you constantly putting your players in that position? And he, frankly, didn't really have an answer for that. He basically said they run a variation of it, of what the Eagles do. I just think people don't like the play. And again, I do think the injury concern is the gut, is the kind of what they're going to use to try to get this thing banned. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't think there was a compelling argument presented by Sean McDermott as to why 24 teams should vote against it.
Well, what are the details of the push timing part of all of this? Because what we're gathering is that what is being objected to so much is the way that guys are shoving Jalen immediately when the ball is snapped.
And so that's the interesting component to this, too, because, you know, obviously I'm in Florida, but they're in Philadelphia, us in Philadelphia over the last few years, we've watched the play. The push is not really immediate. Like, the ball is snapped and the player is 2 yards or whatever behind Jalen. So there is some debate here as to what immediate means. How do you referee that?
Like, well, immediate means instantaneous. I'm just saying the literal definition of immediate is instantaneous.
No, I agree. But when you watch the tush push, then by that definition, the push is not immediate.
Yeah, right? even if it gets outlawed, they could still do what they've done.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Elliot, so, does the competition committee and then the owners voting, do they have leeway to say, all right, here's what the Packers put in, but here's what we think they meant. Let's broaden the scope of the words so no one is allowed to push. Are they allowed to expand the scope of it?
I believe that they are. I believe they are allowed to tweak the proposal. So basically how this will work, my understanding is there's a competition committee. Sean McDermott is on that competition committee. Mike Tomlin's on the committee, Todd Bowles. So I believe it's compromised of 9 or 10 people. They'll present their argument to the owners, and at that point, the owners will vote. So, you know, Howie and Nick and Jeffrey have been here since yesterday. And their probably main focus, well, the next few days will be kind of lobbying as to why the tush push should remain in. You saw NFL Network quoted Nick as saying, you know, a couple head coaches around the league have jobs because of this tush push. So I think the Eagles are aware that this is a real possibility. They're going to push against it, and we'll see how effective it can be.
Well, Elliot, I think there's two main things that this is really about. It's not about player safety. It's about two things. It's about that the Eagles do it better than anybody else. And there's, for lack of a better way to put it, jealousy over that. And there is the fact that there are a lot of people, and I am one of them, that think it doesn't look like a football play.
Yeah.
Traditional football play. Which do you think is the bigger point of focus of the people against it? And do you think those two points get brought up behind closed doors amongst the competition committee?
Yeah, I definitely think the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni has done this publicly already a little bit, will present the case that we just do it better than other people. And the way they do it better is they figured out a way to practice during the week. They work on the timing of the snap. Obviously, we know Jeff Stoutland, as an offensive line coach, can do things other offensive line coaches can't. So that will be their argument. But I think if this play gets banned, they will quote player safety. But I think the true reason behind all of this is they just don't like the way it looks, right? Like, they don't like the way it's perceived to be looking like a rugby play. Now, Jordan Mailata, who played rugby, said that it is nothing like a rugby play, but they don't seem to care about that. So, you know, I think it is strictly like just the way it looks, you know? And whenever it's running games, it becomes a big topic of conversation. I think the Frankie Luvu thing that you cited is probably another thing that they'll look at and go, this is getting out of control. So I don't think it is a jealousy thing. I think it's just, old school. We don't like how this looks. And so we're going to quote fake data that's not really there.
So what does it mean that things got heated, in quotes, with Howie and, I don't know, Sean McVay or whomever it was, it got heated with? Do you know exactly what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so I that wasn't my report, so I can't speak to what the reporter meant by got heated, but I just know from being around the Eagles, you know, for like the last however since the play's been invented, it is a play that they are proud of. Like, and they should be. They invented this play. They run it to perfection. It is, while I believe they should be fine with it being banned just because they'll still convert at a large rate. And I think it's becoming a little bit of a crutch when people go, oh, they just run the tush push. Like, I could see it being annoying for the Eagles. I also think that, you know, they are here in Florida to present the case. Like, you're just taking it from us because we're good at it. Like, that will be their argument. And so when, you know, I see a report that it got heated, first of all, it's Nick Sirianni, right? So that's not surprising. But just the fact that they are heated about it, I understand why. It's something they've done that's being taken from them unfairly.
So, Elliot, I know there's going to be a vote tomorrow, and Lurie will get one vote. Is anybody from the Eagles on the competition committee? I think the answer is no. Is that correct?
Right, correct. No one from the Eagles is on the competition committee.
Man.
And it's worth noting that, you know, like Nick Sirianni brought up that he, you know, Kellen, Shane, and Gannon will vote like for it. Like, they don't get votes. It's the owners that get votes. Now, the head coaches can obviously try to sway their own owner and say, here's how I feel about it, right? But it will be the owners that decide this. It won't be GMs. It won't be head coaches. The owners are the ones that get the final vote.
Yeah, you know, when I thought that through also earlier today, Elliot, I mentioned this on the air, what you just said, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if it matters at all that the three former Eagles assistants are those coaches. I mean, the owners could just say no.
The way it would matter is if those three owners just don't really care.
Right.
And so they're like, what do you want me to vote? Like that, you know, that's the way. And that's the other thing to consider with this, too. Like, it's a big deal in Philadelphia. Obviously, Sean McDermott really cares about it. But a lot of these owners are just in Florida to hang out, relax. You know, like they might just be like, all right, what do you want me to vote? And I'll just do that. So I do think having allies in three teams will be a benefit.
All right, Elliot, two final things. What's up ahead? Is it Howie speaks today and then it's Nick and Lurie tomorrow? Is that correct?
Correct. So Howie is going to speak relatively soon here in Florida. And then tomorrow, Nick will speak, I believe it's 7:45 for a half hour. And then once the meetings end, we'll hear from Jeffrey Lurie. So Jeffrey Lurie will be tomorrow afternoon. And by then, we'll know the fate of the tush push. So a lot to talk to Jeffrey about, but obviously the tush push will be interesting to hear his opinion on.
All right. And beyond just this one topic, which we focused on the whole time here, what else for any of the three do you think is of note that they could address?
Yeah, so I think Nick's contract probably didn't get the attention it deserved at the combine. So we'll hear from Jeffrey, hear from Nick. I mean, I want to ask Nick if he's okay going into 1 year left on his deal, or is it important to him that it's done this offseason? And I'm sure I know
he's going to smirk. He's going to smirk because he knows he's got a deal up his sleeve, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think there's much concern it'll happen. But for Howie, who we'll talk to here, like, he traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He let Mekhi Becton walk. Like, what was the thought process behind that? So, outside of the tush push, a lot to talk about here with the Eagles.
Wow. All right, last thing, Elliot. I thought the league made a mistake. They weren't off by much. They were off by one chair. Sirianni should have been dead frickin' center in that coach's photograph yesterday. He was almost dead center, but he was off by one chair. Shouldn't the Super Bowl-winning coach get dead center when the coaches take a picture?
Well, I'm happy to hear someone else cares about this as much as I do, because I completely agree with you. I think if you win the Super Bowl, you should be front and center in the picture. But look, Nick wasn't even in the picture 2 years ago, so I guess I'm happy he was at least in the picture this year. But yes, he should be front and center, absolutely.
All right, final thing, Elliot. Have you watched us yet on YouTube, our show live?
I have, and I got to say, Joe, I feel like you come across better on camera than I expected. I thought it was going to be, you know, somewhat of a disaster, but you look good. You look good.
Now, is this in relation to the
Elliot,
uniform
really?
Today or Thursday?
Yeah, did you look at it today?
So I've not watched today because I've been doing my job. But, you got the uniform on?
I got the uni on today, man. I'm ready to go. Right. Put me in, coach.
Well, I know what I'm going to do when I hang up then. I'm going to YouTube to watch you guys.
Elliot, stay well. Good luck with all the press conferences and all that. And actually, the last thing. Just give us your personal opinion if the tush push should go and your prediction of what will happen.
I don't think it will be banned. I think it deserves to stay, but I honestly hope they just ban it so everyone can stop thinking this is a reason the Eagles are good and think they're cheating. So if I'm the Eagles, let the play get banned. It'll go down in NFL history as an all-time play and keep winning games that way.
Okay, that's a different way to look at it. Thank you, Elliot. We'll talk to you tomorrow, pal.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
All right, Elliot Sher Parks from somewhere down in Florida.
West Palm Beach.
How about that? All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
My unofficial tally that I've been running.
Yep.
All the AFC coaches are speaking this morning.
Are you keeping track of this?
I am.
Well, wow, Rhea, that is...
Oh, I'm nuts.
That's hardcore.
You know that. Yeah. So we got the Eagles,
that's
obviously.
That's really hardcore.
Colts Shane Steichen. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski said he's favoring of keeping.
Yep.
Todd Bowles has been on the record of saying it's a great play. So I'm assuming there. D'Amico Ryans, tough to punish a team for being good at something. You've got the Cardinals and the Saints. That's Gannon and Moore. And the Jets, Aaron Glenn says, it's my job from a defensive standpoint to stop it.
Okay.
So we're around 8 or 9.
Well, no, that's notable. It is also notable, though, that they don't vote. It's the owner.
Sure.
And they can say whatever they want a microphone. They
no, Bowles is on the committee. Bowles is on the
committee. No, I get that, but he doesn't get the vote. The owner gets the vote.
Sure.
But I get your point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and to Elliot's point, there probably are some absentee owners.
Yes.
Not there, but meaning they don't really know. As, you know.
Jerry Jones is going to vote against it because it's good for the Eagles.
Yeah. I do wonder how many owners just turn to their GM or their coach and say, all right, just give me the recommendation. Just put them on a piece of paper, and I'll vote that way. I mean, there's no way for us to know.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Braman probably would have done that, Seltzer. He would have said...
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't even have known there was a vote.
What?
He would have just had to choose.
Josh Harris would do that with the Sixers. He would just say, Colangelo, the other Colangelo.
Is Brian still our GM? Go get Brian.
John, how about that Sixers lineup last night, man? It's
incredible.
It's so pathetic.
That Grimes is too good. He can score. I mean, the guy can shoot. So we're now to the point where he's too dangerous to put on the court because we might have too good a chance to win.
All right. And by the way, the YouTube thing, you can watch our show live or back after it has occurred. Subscribe on YouTube to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Turn on notifications so you never miss a show. You can watch them live as they happen or later in the day. I am in the full Phillies uniform right now. Will be today. I'll rock it down at the ballpark today. I hope to meet a lot of people down there.
I don't know
there.
If rock it.
Well,
is that the right terminology that we're using? Rocking it?
I mean, say I wear it?
I mean, I don't know. You do sport.
I sport it.
You boast it. I think you're doing all right.
I appreciate that, John. I just want you to know.
I really do think you look like almost like a real Philly.
Look,
almost.
Look, it's the full uniform. I just feel it's hard to describe how pathetic I feel.
No,
you know, I'm being honest.
That was really sad.
I'm
right
being
there,
honest.
That in that moment, I really did feel some anguish coming out, and I never really thought I would feel sympathetic toward you. For wearing this, for a moment there, I had a tinge of sympathy.
I
actually felt a little bit.
Thank you. And by the way,
good job.
Thank you. And let me give a shout out to the wonderful people that run Philly's Fantasy Camp, because that's the only reason I have this. I went to Fantasy Camp in 2019 and 2020, I think.
And so
it was.
Everyone who went to camp
got
the official uniform like this. That's the thing. You get
the
official Phillies wear.
That's why I have it. So, and it is a great camp. I'd encourage people to go sometime if you get a chance. Let's go to Neil. He's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I think it is jealousy of the other teams, and I hope Elliot's right. You know, I think it's going to be close either way, but 24 votes is a lot of votes, so I hope the brotherly shove, like DeBella said, you know, like lasts at least another year.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling it will. What was the numbers were? You need
24
against it?
Yeah, 24. Eagles only need to round up. They only need to round up 8 other votes. They have their own. They need to get to 9.
Okay.
And you know,
I feel pretty good about
it. It's not that many, so they probably will be able to save it.
But again, what exactly are we talking about here? And if they are removing the immediate push part of this, I don't think it's that big a deal at all. I think you can run essentially the exact same play.
But if they say you can't push the quarterback,
they're not going to leave it. Yeah, they're gonna put words. If they get rid of the tush push, we will not have people pushing them.
That's an important distinction.
I agree it is, but I'm saying they're not going to like this. Won't be a loophole thing where they're like, we're getting rid of the tush push. And Eagles are like, well, we actually wait a second till we do it, so we can still do the same thing.
0.01
right, whatever
seconds.
It is. The point is I think they will. If they're going to get rid of it, they'll find a way to get rid of all of it.
Probably correct. Yeah.
Oh. About the Phillies, Sanchez, I like a lot. You know, they say his velocity is up to about 97, 98 miles an hour, and follow it, you know, after the off day, if they play today, you know, on Wednesday with Wheeler, I think at least they take 2 out of 3. Although, like Ray, I'm not that confident on Taiwan Walker. And then they got the series against the
Billion. Did you say you're not that confident or you're completely unconfident?
So you have some confidence.
The Phillies score a lot of runs.
Well, if they score 37 runs when he starts, maybe they win the game by a run or two. You never know, Neil. All right, Neil, I need an answer, my man. A phrase or a title of the body part?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I have done this a lot. Put my foot in my mouth.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Nice one.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I am surprised.
Joe actually puts his foot in his mouth.
I can do that.
Like actual, literally.
I won't do it with the cleat, though.
Bites his toenails with his mouth.
Cleat. Horrifying.
Cleat. But I'm not going to put it in because it's a little dirty. You know what's been shocking, not said today?
I can't believe you learned that you could do that.
Well,
you just sat there and figured. I'm flexible, too. I would not ever consider trying to put my foot in my mouth.
Well.
And you do it.
All right, let me make a very strange, because I was going to make a comment about a different body part, and now it's a little, I'm surprised the Nick Foles thing hasn't come up today on our show. It's a phrase. It's not a, it's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, it could have potentially won, but, you know.
I don't know that that would win.
I don't know that that would lose.
Well, we know it would get your vote.
215-592
Auto boat, yep.
And James, you worked there, and that was not urban legend. That was real, correct?
So I never saw it with my own eyes, but it was something that was talked about in the building.
A lot
like
of
it
guys
was it
on
was not
team.
Like a quiet like people knew about it in the building, for sure. Without a doubt.
And that was way before the Super Bowl. That was his first
go
around.
Like 2013, like early on,
Oh my Lord. 215-592-9494. Time's yours and a lot more calls up ahead. Also, we'll get you another weather report. I mean, we're getting close to the first pitch at 3:05, but the weather is going to be an issue today. We'll get you some info on that and more. Also, I really screwed something up this weekend that could hurt the Phillies' ability to win the World Series. Yeah. It could.
It could.
And I got a chance to redeem myself, but very little time.
You hurt the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
This is wrong.
I doubt this is real.
I will explain next. We'll see. You guys be the judge.
This is devastating, if real.
You be the judge next on 94 WIP. All right, good morning to you. On this overcast Friday morning, what am I saying? Monday morning. All right, so home opener in 5.5 hours. Let's get to a Twitter. Maybe. Yeah, well, it looks like it'll start at least. The question is whether they finish it. All right, let's round out a couple Twitter poll questions of the day, but then we'll have one more still to go. So, Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So, the first poll question, do you think the tush push will be banned tomorrow? John, how do you think people voted on this?
No. I think they voted no.
They did. 72% say no. But tell you what, if we had done this poll Friday, it would have been 95-5. I mean, there is some worry in the air, and I think rightfully so. All right, the second poll question for this hour is we got to round out the 8 o'clock poll, John, of which of these is the best movie duo. Of these four, now let's all vote. Rhea, are you going with Jake and Elwood from the Blues Brothers, Prince Akeem and Semi from Coming to America, Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon, or Professor X and Magneto?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay, James, which would you vote for?
I would go with Prince Akeem and Semi.
All right, I would go with the Blues Brothers. John, which would you go with?
Blues Brothers.
Okay, which wins, John?
Blues Brothers.
No.
Prince Akeem and Semi.
No. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yes!
Look at you all fired up.
Yeah, you're really excited about that.
I was a big fan for sure, but I don't know, man. Blues Brothers, that's hard for me to vote against. So 40% said Riggs and Murtaugh, 37% the Blues Brothers, 12% the X-Men guys, and 11% from Coming to America. All right, so we have our finals. They are set. Our finals are the three winners from earlier today with this poll. John, we'll release this right after Time's Yours in about 15 minutes. The choices are best movie duo, C-3PO and R2-D2 from Star Wars, Riggs and Murtaugh, Woody and Buzz from Toy Story.
Man, I think Woody and Buzz are going to win this thing. And I think it's not even going to be close.
Okay. We will find out. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
I know you won't be voting for Woody.
I would vote for the
You look down your nose droids. At Woody.
I got to watch that show sometime. I've never seen that movie.
Toy Story?
Never seen it.
Really?
No. And I know you will probably never
watch it. I was an adult 20
years
ago. You
think it's beneath you?
Yeah, I was an adult.
Yeah, well, yeah. Adults watch Toy Story.
I know.
All of those movies, the Pixar type, they're really entertaining.
I've heard it's
for
good.
Adults.
I should say it. All right, so one other thing before we get back to the phones. I have a problem.
So many.
So we want the Phillies to win the World Series this year. And our program director, Rod Lakin, had, I thought on Thursday, he said to me, a very good idea. And I didn't execute it over the weekend. Scott Fransky, by the way, knows nothing about this. He could be driving to the ballpark right now listening. Like, how did I get dragged into this? Here's the problem. Rod, our program director, had a really good idea that I should buy a bottle of champagne for Scott Fransky. Because in the three prior times that I bought champagne for Merrill Reese, they reached the Super Bowl all three times. I went to Merrill's house. I presented the champagne to Merrill and his wife. All three times they reached the Super Bowl. And they're the only three times they gave him a bottle. And two of those three times they won the Super Bowl. Great idea by Rod.
It really was a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah.
James, this weekend, did I do it?
Well, I'm going to guess by the lead-in that you know you did not. It'd be wild if you were like, I did it! I'm just joking.
So, you no champagne, no nothing.
Hold on.
Now, he'll be at the ballpark, and I'll be at the ballpark.
Up, man.
I know.
So you're going to bring champagne to the ballpark? What's the plan here?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is for taking alcohol in a stadium.
Well, you've set yourself
that's
up
a tough
now.
Spot right
it
there.
Is a tough
you're
spot.
Inactivity, like you can't take it into the stadium, and you know that. But I think you've done something terribly wrong here with your inactivity. I think you might have taken away.
I know.
A real opportunity to give this team a boost.
You got to call Brazier, and I'm sure there's champagne in the building, and deliver it to the booth. That's all. You can get this handled. There's still time.
Oh, my gosh. That is easy to handle.
Well, here's where it gets...
Talk to John
Here's
Brazier.
Where it gets complicated. I also got the uniform on, so I probably can't go through the media entrance.
Oh, you can go. I don't know.
You talk about feeling like a tool.
What, you think
If I walk through the media entrance with this thing,
I think they'll know. They'll say, "Hi, Joe."
Well, James, what's the solution?
Cool, hi, Joe, James, wearing a uniform.
Here's I ask you: will I hand this to Scott Fransky by 3 o'clock today?
No, I don't think you will.
And it probably has to be like 2:30. It's got to go on the air at some point.
This isn't happening.
But probably hold on, Jimmy. Don't give him permission.
I think the Phillies are probably going to not win the World Series because of him.
That's exactly what he was looking for. I think you should. Honestly, I'm
doing what I do with my daughter. Like, she loves, like, when I doubt her. She's like, "Do you think I could do this?" And she wants me to say, "No, you can't."
You're using
so
the
she could be like, so I'm like, Joe, there's no way you'll get this done.
I'm not even in the mood to go to the store.
I think you.
You know, I'm not. I'm just being honest.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're giving Joe, like, he's going to say, "Sure. Great. Great. That's a deal."
Anyway, I don't know. I'll see in the next 5 hours if I get him champagne. Because
what if it gives us the needed boost to win the whole thing?
It could be the difference. Anyway, as it relates to opening day-to-day,
the numbers are overwhelming.
Yeah.
If you've given champagne to Merrill every year that the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl.
And only those years.
And that's the part that's especially compelling.
I know.
Only the years you've given champagne have the Eagles gone to the Super Bowl.
I screwed this up over the weekend. I screwed it up. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Eric.
I hope people are mad at you.
Eric in Blackwood.
I'm mad.
Eric,
no, I'm not.
Eric, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
great, Eric. Although Joe messed up the whole season.
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah, he did.
I might have.
two quick things. One on the tush push. As an Eagles fan, obviously, like everyone else, I want to see it, you know, not get banned because I think it's a good thing for the team.
Totally.
That being said, I think the arguments against it for people saying that it's a no-fun league and that people are jealous, I just point back to 2015-2016 when the Legion of Boom, Cam Chancellor and Bobby Wagner were jumping over the line to block field goals constantly, and they were the only team that was capable of doing it. The Eagles were actually the team that voted to ban that.
Wow.
Which did get banned in 2017.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, just, like, sitting there saying, like, oh, they're all jealous of us, I think it's a bad point when we do the same stuff. It's a strategy. And I'd be like that if I was a coach or an owner of a team, too.
Yeah, but we don't care about Seattle.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Quick on the Phillies, same thing with Nola. I think the points are bad against Nola for saying he had a bad day. I thought his stuff looked really good. That high inside sinker that he was throwing was nasty. Had James Wood looking lost every at bat. And I think a big piece to him not feeling comfortable, and you know, I know it's a big part of Nola's game, is that JT wasn't back there calling his pitches for him.
Could be a factor, but I will say this, Eric, he better get used to it. Because, you know, Marchand, you know, even if you have a healthy JT, Marchand's going to probably get at least a quarter of the games this year, maybe more. You know, I mean, there's some people calling for Marchand to start 55 times this year. So they're all going to get a piece of Marchand, and they better get accustomed to it.
Yeah, I mean, Marchand wasn't up very much last year. I think it's going to take some time for him to get used to the pitch calling with him. But I think JT is, I mean, people forget that JT is so good at it that he got Michael Lorenzen to pitch a no-hitter in his debut.
Michael Lorenzen, I forgot about that guy.
Job.
Unbelievable. Eric, give me an answer for a phrase that's got a body part in there somewhere.
Did anyone say it's cold as balls outside?
No. James, did someone just say that on the air?
I dumped it. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I wasn't sure. Like, you know, it was on the line. I thought about it. I waited a second. I was like, you know what? Play it safe.
It's probably the right call. Because it also brings up a witch. I just thought of her.
Yeah, you can't say that either.
Can't say that one either. So. Mm-hmm. We did get into a dangerous territory with this topic today.
Yeah, right at the end.
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, the first thing I want to say is if you're heading down to the ball game today, 12:35 is when the gates open. It's going to be a big block party outside. Obviously, you can have some fun out there. 12:35, gates open. You want to be in your seat by 2:20. Opening ceremonies begin at 2:20. We do not know who's throwing out the first pitch. We're guessing that it could be either Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts, or Saquon Barkley. I'd be pretty surprised if it's not one of those three. But who knows? We'll find out. And then 3:05, first pitch as the Phils take the field in front of the local crowd tonight, today, for the first time. All right, this season. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The camera, the hypocrisy of what you're saying, that to push is aesthetically unpleasing. Have you looked in the mirror and seen yourself in a Phillies uniform? Talk about aesthetically unpleasing. Time's Yours.
Oh, yeah, but that's why I'm not a model. I know. I know. That's the point.
Phillies are taking it more serious this year with no daycare. They're taking stuff serious. No more nonsense. That should go with you, too, Joe. Take the uniform off. No more of this clown show with the uniform, Joe. Time's Yours.
Uniform stays, my man. Uniform is here to stay. Look, people voted last week, and 68% said I had to wear it.
It's amazing that Joe DeCamera works 4 hours a day and acts like the busiest person in the world. You still haven't watched the tournament game yet? Is it really taking you that long to get through 20 push-ups a day?
Great call.
The tournament, I just didn't have interest this year. I just could not crank it up on the tournament.
I hope they get rid of that freaking brotherly shove play because I can't stand grown men thinking that there's nothing wrong with saying the word push over and over and over. It's gross. Let's get rid of that play, and you guys can go back to sounding like grown men.
Wow, look at that guy coming
tush?
In.
Tush? Yeah, well. He says tush is a word that's gross
you
to say?
You remember what I wanted it to be called?
Unfortunately, I do remember.
Yeah, it was It was double A.
Yeah, I remember.
But no one else went with that one.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Right. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, final poll question. Matter of fact, James, I need the results here if you would, sir. All right, let's all go on the record. Which of these we would vote for best movie duo? John, we've got C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
We've got Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon and Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. You think Woody and Buzz are going to win this in a landslide?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
James, which would you vote for, John?
It's tough because my choices are eliminated. So probably Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay. James, which of these three would you personally
vote for? I think I would vote
for
C-3PO and R2-D2.
I would as well. Rhea, which
would you? I've been shamed away from voting for droids.
Well, you got a lot of that. Rhea, which would you vote for?
I love Woody and Buzz. So I would vote for them.
All right. We got a problem with our poll results.
Yeah, we do.
Uh-oh.
Because this whole thing was designed to award someone the gift we were giving away last Friday. We have a tie.
So they have percentages on the computer. I send you off the phone. It takes, so I actually do have a point winner.
Oh, like, so you know which one actually
I can
won.
Actually, I pulled it up on the computer to see if it gives you the extra like point whatever.
All right. So let me just say this.
That close?
Yeah. That's wild.
Crazy.
Riggs and Murtaugh do not win. They only got 24%. But in the 38% range were both C-3PO, R2-D2, and Woody and Buzz. James, which one actually won?
So the voting is actually, it keeps changing, but
I'm going to tell you, we're going to end it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. James, who won?
C-3PO and R2-D2 have won in a narrow margin over Woody and Buzz.
Like 0.1?
By 0.7.
Okay. Well, I think it's the right choice.
That's the closest.
Congratulations.
That's you guys have ever had?
Maybe.
Certainly for one where we were giving the prize away based on
it. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure out who gets the prize based on last week. But there you go. So, all right. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Dave in Wilmington right now. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Dave?
You're going to the game today, right?
I am going to the game.
Why not buy opening day fitted hat to complete your uniform?
I totally agree. Yeah. He needs the fitted hat.
He seems against the idea of the World Series.
I'm totally with you. He needs the fitted hat. It's so much better, Joe.
He looks like a little kid with that hat on.
Well, that's the thing. You've got the authentic uniform. Why are you going with the Velcro hat?
Because I didn't have to buy it. I mean, can you lend me $30, Dave? I mean, with inflation these days, maybe it's $60.
I'll cash app you to $40 for a fitted hat.
Don't do that.
Send me the $40 and I'll buy the hat.
No.
Please.
Don't you
do
dare.
Not. Yeah. Do not.
Send me the $40, Dave.
Well, I'll need your cash app for it.
All right, Dave, we got to get moving and turn to right now. In honor of the Tush Push, which may or may not go, give me a phrase or title with a body part in it.
Break a leg.
That's a big one. That is a big one. Luke, I need an answer from you. Give me an answer. Luke.
Me?
Yes, sir. Give me an answer.
Don't let your mouth cash your write a check your ass can't cash.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Always makes me laugh.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. We have the Achilles heel. We have I'll kick your ass. We have put some hair on your chest. I got to get something off my chest. He's a head case. He's a pain in the ass. He's hard-headed.
So much.
Yeah. Ass. Yeah. Put your foot in your mouth. Break a leg.
Break a leg's
a big time answer. Yeah.
And you got to get your head out of your ass. There's a lot of ass in here.
Tons.
So. Hey, now. Don't cut that audio.
Hey, now. Yep. Got that one.
Next time we do a broadcast from Hooters, Seltzer's going to make sure to play that 50 times. All right. Rhea, which of these would you go with?
Get your head out of your ass.
Okay. James, what about you?
I'd probably go break a leg.
John, what about you?
I think break a leg is so standard and strong.
Oh, God. Between those two, God, I hate this choice.
Just make a call.
I'll go with break a leg. I mean, the guy assassinated Lincoln and broke his freaking leg, but I'll give
You're
it
You're going to count it against
John Wilkes Booth. Well, then they killed him. They killed him, which was the right thing to do. Even
then
though
they killed him. They freaking killed him.
Even though the doctor set the freaking leg, and that's Mudd, not Howard Mudd. All right, everyone, go back and watch our show on YouTube. It'll be there the rest of the day. So if you missed it, you can actually see us on YouTube. Also, I meant to say this earlier. Let me say congratulations to the Flyers' Bob Kelly. He retired over the weekend. Tremendous career. Over 50 years, obviously, with the orange and black. Congratulations to Bob Kelly. Everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the home opener. It starts at 3:05. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. You can listen to it this afternoon right here on 94 WIP.